Yes, I want to see black men and black women together, but I want to see black women valuing black men as black men deserve to be valued. Black men, you are worthy. You have done great things in the last 20 or 30 years. You've taken your image back from cops, deadbeat dads, and everything else. You've stepped up to the challenge, and this is your time. This is your time. The gender war is over. Average at best happened in 2021. That is over. 2022, we're going into it. Self-awareness is sexy. Men are going to show the work, and women are going to show their worth. We're going to move forward. We're going to move forward, and if you want to move forward together with us, men are there waiting for you. Men are there working for you, but you're going to earn your spot because he has to earn his value.
This your boy Thekka Jones, and you're tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
Yo, Shorty, a.k.a. Good Kid, Red City. I just called to say congratulations on Frocast. Once again, y'all stealing shit, though. God bless. Congratulations. Nappy Afro, Fro Nation, out.
Yo, this is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, the Frocast. Keep up the excellent work. Take it away.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One
time
rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on
food, and I'm
gone. Yeah. NappyAfro.com. You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Pity Piper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you pod gods, all you Instagram podders, all you really not a podcaster, but you call yourself a podcaster, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite AKA of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to download, rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader. We are on them all. Preferably, I'd rather you go to Frocast.com to listen to the show. You know, it means more to us there. We also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon that you can join and get behind-the-scenes exclusive access for as little as a dollar. You get shout out on the show like our latest Patreons. We got Paul. We got Dean. And then we have Terrence. So shout out to Paul, Dean, and Terrence for your support. We appreciate it. And you could be just like these three guys and get shouted out on the show. And if option A, B, or C did tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? That's retweet it, reblog it, tag us in the story, add us on your story on Instagram. We'll shout you out some more. Well, I'm not going to shout out no more because it's too many people showing love now. There's no way I can get everybody. But, hey, you could do that too. That's another means of support because sharing is caring. Now, before I get all this panning out of the way, I got to let y'all know, if you're ever clapping some cheeks and you need some extra grip, go to clapcleats.com, get your clap cleats, put in the code NAPPYAFRO at checkout, save 10%, and get your clap cleats. Because don't forget, when you're clapping cheeks, you need to have on your clap cleats. All right?
That's what I'm talking about. Get in now.
Well, now all the pandering's out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week has been pretty good. This week is a great one for the household. I'm very excited. Today we are recording the show, but tomorrow is your birthday. Oh, wow. I'm excited, even if you're not, because I'm glad you're still here, old man. And I'm going to try my best to put a smile on your face tonight tomorrow.
Just stop.
I'm going to do it.
The more you try, the less it's going to work. So just let it be.
Yeah.
If I want to be grouchy, grumpy, gloomy, just let me be that. It's okay.
It's not.
It is.
But nonetheless, not only is it your birthday, it is also prom. And our son will be going to his senior prom because they didn't have one last year for junior prom because of COVID. But he will be going to prom this Saturday. So it's going to be lots and lots of fun. I'm very excited about that. I think he's getting excited. So, you know, it's going to be a great time. Great time. Very good week.
Okay. How was your Mother's Day?
Oh, just another day in the neighborhood.
Okay.
You know, it was all right. You cooked on the grill, so that was appreciated. Got a couple of gifts and things, so it's nice. You know, I'm always a very pleasant person. I'm not going to complain. But, you know, people do what they do, and they don't do what they don't do. So it's all good. I'm appreciative. And on to the next one.
That's what's up, man. As far as my week, I mean, not that you asked. Just another week. Boss man at work got let go. And you know what I'm saying? And they supposed to be holding a meeting tomorrow to let us know our fate. And I'm just like, it's not our fate. They just going to tell us who's going to be our new boss.
You're not going to work tomorrow?
No. I already know. I'm not going back to work till Monday. So I see them on Monday. They'll text me and let me know what's going on. I'm a little upset because the guy they fired had told me some plans in motion. So now I think those plans are out the fucking window. So, you know, I'm kind of bummed about it. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm glad I'm not going to be at that meeting tomorrow because I would throw somebody under the bus. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good thing that I'm not going to be there. You know what I mean? I wasn't going to be there anyway because I said I was going to leave do a half day tomorrow. But then I was like, what's the point of driving across town for a half day? Like, that's a waste of fucking time. You know what I'm saying? So just decide to stay home. Like, what's the point? You know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is. So that's all. I mean, it's my week. My week's doing none. We've got football practice this week, so that's something to look forward to on Saturday. You know, get that out the way. What time is the prom Saturday? Saturday night, I presume.
I guess, yeah. Okay. Probably like 6 or 7 that okay. They'll probably be trying to leave out of here.
Oh, I'll be back before then. Way before then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no need to put your real kids in front of the dirty kids. I don't know, but yeah.
I don't know why those kids are dirty. I don't understand.
They are to me.
No disrespect to none of the kids out there.
I'm sure some of their parents listen to the show.
Some of their parents might listen.
Well, you know, I feel how I feel.
Yeah, you might want to change your tune.
Nah, I'm not. I mean, I'm not. It is what it is.
So what if I start calling the Girl Scouts the little dirty kids?
You can call them whatever you want to do.
Or the kids in the church and the choir, the little dirty kids.
You can call them whatever you want to call them. I'm not going to lose no sleep about it, because if I like doing it, I'm going to continue doing it. That's my mission. That's my thing. Then, it shouldn't matter.
Oh, well, I don't feel bad about it.
Obviously, I'm not stopping you from doing it. I'm not standing in front of the road keeping you from going. I just said what I said.
That'll be dangerous.
I just said what I said. I mean, I mean what I say. So you take it or leave it. It is what it is.
All right. Well, that's all our weeks. Let's try to get into this show right now. Queen Germ, I know you heard the story about the lady that she was a guard at a prison, and she masterminded this whole ordeal to free one of the prisoners, and because they were in love and everything like that, and they went on the run. I think her name was, what's her name? Let's see. So it says U.S. prison officer and convict escapee on the run. All right, this lady's name was Vicky White. She was an Alabama prison guard with a spotless record. Is suspected of helping longtime criminal Casey White. The two are unrelated. You know they had to tell her because it's Alabama. They want people to know, like, hey, they just so happen to have the same last name. Of escaping custody 1 week ago on her last day of work before retirement. Police believe the pair had developed a romantic relationship and their disappearance from the Lauderdale County Jail has captivated the nation. the sheriff, he said that a couple escaped in a vehicle. A rust-colored SUV was identified outside Nashville, Tennessee, about 2 hours away from the jail. The car had actually been found abandoned on 29th of April, the same day of the escape, but the tow agent had taken it without realizing it was sought by police. It was not until Thursday evening that it was identified as Vicky White's. So, first of all, her and this, I guess this guy, he's on, like, doing life or some shit like that. They started a little relationship in jail, and right before she retired, she risked it all. So I need to know, Queen Germ, do you feel sorry for Miss White?
Yeah, I feel sorry for her.
She masterminded the whole thing.
She didn't mastermind nothing. Yeah. People in prison got nothing but time. Mm. Dumb people can manipulate you to do anything. They can have you out here selling your soul and whatever else you got, your drawers and everything. This lady didn't mastermind nothing. That man had it all together because you see who survived, right? He did.
Okay, so investigators also learned that Vicky White, 56, had sold her home in the weeks before the escape and had withdrawn about $90,000 in cash from several banks in the area. So she sold her house for less than what she could have got. You know what I'm saying?
Then just she was so on the run. She have money to be on the run with this man.
Yeah, and this man is 38 years old. So she risked it all for some 38-year-old penis. Now, I was doing some reading.
Sounds like a pretty good exchange.
Now, everybody's like, yo, she on the run. It's hard to be on the run with a nigga that's like 6'9". You know what I'm saying? 6'9". Like, you can't hide from nobody. You 6'9". You a tall-ass nigga. How are you trying to run? Your picture's posted all over the news, and you got a 6'9" nigga with you. And
let me see what he look like.
He's a white supremacist. You know, white. You know, it's all white. And then, so, story came to a tragic halt. they were caught in Indiana in Evansville. The police were chasing them. They were seen like at a car wash.
Who got the money? Because he went back to jail.
Ain't nobody got the money. What you mean?
I mean, if she had all this money on her, she don't have nobody in her family that's next to kin. That mean the money going where?
Yeah, they said before the chase ensued, officers conducting surveillance spotted Vicky White exiting a hotel with the wig on. Then she and Casey White got into a car and drove away. Authorities continued to watch them until a vehicle pursuit began, ending when a U.S. Marshals Task Force member drove a vehicle into the Cadillac the pair were in. The car wrecked and rolled over. He said Casey White was driving the car, according to the U.S. Marshals. And they say they thought Vicky was the driver earlier. Officers were able to remove the inmate from the wrecked car, but Vicky White was pinned inside with a gunshot wound to her head. Casey White reportedly told officers to help his wife, who had shot herself in the head, and told them he didn't do it. Keely said to her knowledge, Casey White and Vicky White are not married. Of course they're not. So this was an 11-day manhunt. Tips came in Sunday night and everything. So, man. So he's going to be brought back to Alabama. Mr. Casey White, the MA, faces previous murder charges. Vicky White, 56, was first charged with permitting or facilitating escape in the first degree and was later facing additional forgery and identity theft charges. Police said he had been in a cell by himself and he will stay in handcuffs and shackles while he's in that cell, and if he wants to sue me for violating his civil rights, so be at it. He's not getting out of this jail again. I'll assure you that. Now, that ain't fair. Now, you can't have this nigga just chained up inside the cell because y'all niggas can't do y'all fucking job. So we might need to get Benjamin Crump down there to fight for this man's civil rights.
No.
Where is Benjamin Crump at?
We not concerned about that right now.
Yes.
No.
They said
that ain't a priority.
They said this escape was obviously well planned and calculated. A lot of preparation went into this. They had plenty of resources, had cash, had vehicles, had everything they needed to pull this off, and that's what made this last week and a half so challenging. We were starting from ground zero, and not only that, they got a 6-hour head start on this. Now, I'm just wondering, how in the hell, where the fuck they was going?
They didn't know.
They were just riding. I mean, they was trying to get away. I mean,
and they didn't do a good job, though.
I mean, people talking about go to Mexico. Nah, Mexico send your ass back here. You can't go, no, we can't go to Cali. Like, what? You can't get on the plane. What the fuck can you do? Like, I just don't understand, like, what the whole ordeal was. And maybe he wanted to get out, and he was going to have to kill her anyway if he wanted to get away because, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Because if you wanted just to get away, once she got me away, I would have killed her and went my own separate way. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not.
Sick.
No, I would have took her money, killed her, and got the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what your plan should have been. But you sitting here, like, first of all, if I'm 38, I'm not having sex with a 56-year-old woman. It's not fucking happening.
You don't think so?
Hell fucking no. Hell no. Nah. Maybe even if I was in prison, I would have used her enough to get out. But once I got out, I would have killed her because, you know, she would have gave you problems. Like, yo, you love me. I'm going to tell the police where you at. Bitch, you on the run, too.
She wouldn't have told him. Did you see what she did?
Yeah. Because I guess she said she couldn't go back. She didn't want to face her colleagues. And, you know, she lost trust of everybody at the jail.
She had gave her life to the prison system.
Yeah.
She had lived in prison. Hell, mm-hmm. She don't want to be there for real. If she was in there for 30 years, enough to retire, and she did a 30-year stint. She already knew she didn't want to live there 24/7.
That motherfucker risked it all, man. That's a wild story. Shout out to
some people to do anything for love.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people.
I know.
I'm not finna risk it all for love. Like, I love you, but I mean, we still got to be able to live. Like, what good is
living if you ain't got no love, baby? I mean, what is it good for?
But we on the run. Fuck that. Like,
adventure.
No, it's not.
That's living life on the
You wearing wigs? We trying to hide out. People look up. Nah. Fuck all that, man. This ain't the old days where you could have got away with that shit. This is 2022. So much technology, all kinds of shit. Your ass getting motherfucking caught. And it didn't take long. Like, you was on the run from April 29th to about May the 8th, May 9th or some shit like that. And so that ain't 11 days. Like, that ain't enough time. You know what I'm saying? But
it was enough time for old boy.
Yeah, I guess. Like you said. Because
he wasn't supposed to never have his feet on the other side of that game.
Yeah.
So them 11 days was like 11 years for him.
I hope he was getting all the good pussy. Because you're done. Shoot. You're done.
He'll get another one.
Nah, he ain't like he said, look, we're going to get Benjamin Crump down there to talk about this man's civil rights getting violated.
If the people put it in writing that they don't give a damn,
sue me if you want. Hey, he going to sue. They going to let this nigga out. Because you can't just go out there and say, you're going to have me chained up. I ain't did shit.
What state is this?
Alabama.
He'll be
getting out. Benjamin Crump on the right job. There. Benjamin
he'll
Crump.
Be ret,
get on the job.
He'll be right there.
Yeah, man. So shout out to all the White family. RIP to Miss White. You know what I'm saying? Your wife is gone now because of your stupidity. Her stupidity. Oh, man. Speaking of stupidity, it was this guy. He was trolling Drake in the comments. Drake had said something about, you know, he was talking about LeVar Ball or some shit like that. You know, so some guy trolled Drake in the comments. So Drake goes to this man page, finds the man wife, follows the man wife, DMs the man wife. I gotta know, is that some petty shit?
Yeah, it's definitely petty because you're a celebrity, so you know if she can authenticate that you are actually Drake, she's going to communicate with you. She's going to, so that's gonna be disrespectful in any way. Like, Drake could email me. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna try to holler at him and have sex with him, but I'm damn sure responding.
What you gonna say to him?
I'm saying it depends on the nature of the conversation. If he's saying, hey, how you doing? You look good. I'm going to be like thanking, liking, loving, all that kind of carrying on. What you want me to do? You want me to ignore him?
Yes.
You want me to block him?
Yeah, not block. Just to be like, oh, thirsty nigga. Treat him like all the rest of the niggas in the DM. Like, thirsty ass nigga. Like,
I mean, she might at least be trying to get a pocketbook out of deal. I don't know.
I mean, well, she did get a pocketbook out of deal because they started selling promo and they made like $10,000. Her and her husband made like $10,000 in just promo videos on IG because of this Drake look. So they turned their little page into a moneymaker. So,
okay. You
know, but you got to wonder, did Drake do that for you? You know what I'm saying? So it's not something you could have had done. Like, right, nobody would have known who the fuck y'all was until Drake ran into our DMs. And now people paying money for a promo, which I don't understand. You know, I guess it was eyes on the profile now. Maybe Drake could see this, you know. But Drake, you know, like I said, that's some wild shit right there. Like, a nigga.
That's crazy. But that's how you know people be feeling themselves when they famous. Like, why? What would be your purpose of doing all this?
Nigga, Drake, you gonna get approached by a nigga one day. You better have your security with you at all times. Because a nigga, you do that to a real nigga wife, and not a nigga that just wants some social media clout. Oh, Drake, they gonna come see your ass, nigga. They gonna come see you. I'm just saying. It's some niggas out there that don't play games like that. That ain't gonna be laughing about it and thinking this shit cute.
So what was something he said in the lady DM?
He was just like, you deserve better or some shit like that. Or you look something. He just said something like that. You know, it was wild. You know, it was some Drake-ass line, some Marvin's Room type Drake. You know, she didn't respond or nothing like that. Hopefully she didn't.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Yeah, because if she did, you know, we got other problems. Other problems.
That lady said, I got y'all $10,000, so we split this 50-50, sir.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's all good.
I think he's an up-and-coming rapper, too, so. Good luck with that, lady.
They need them 10,000.
Ladies, listen. Y'all stop fucking with these rappers, okay? Stop.
Some of them make it.
No, most of them don't. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Yo, you think your boo gonna be the next one to make it? He's not.
You gotta believe it. You gotta manifest that thing.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. The odds are against him. Rapping is like podcasting. It's a crowded fucking market. At least with podcasting, we don't need to be signed to a major or nothing like that. You just gotta keep recording and hopefully somebody will hear it one day. But with rap, oh man, it's too much trouble. I wouldn't want to be a fucking rapper. Y'all can have that shit. I wouldn't even want to date a rapper. Female, if I was a lady, I damn sure wouldn't want a rapper because you'd be like your boy on goddamn Abbott Elementary, you know what I'm saying, doing gigs at schools and shit.
Getting cut.
Hey. But look how long she was on the wagon before
she
cut him.
Only reason why she was on the wagon because they had been together since high school or middle school or whatever.
So let's ask you a question. Let's say I wanted to become a rapper. Like, if I say, hey, I think I'm going to become a rapper, how far would you support my dream?
As long as you keep going to work. If you say that you're going to be all in to rapping, we not together.
How else I'm going to become a rapper if I'm going to be all in? I can't be halfway in, halfway out. I got to be all the way in.
And if you don't have no money to support your family while you all the way in,
But I'm a struggling artist. But you got to believe in me. One day it's going to give. Like, the next hit going to be the one.
It's different if you was 20-something. I could ride a train when we 20. When you 40, nigga. You done stopped dreaming.
What you mean? That
what you say. Y'all stopped dreaming so your turn can have dreams. But so you got to get a real plan, that's for sure, that's getting paid every other week or whatever way the pain cycle.
But you got to grind. You got to be down with it. You got to be for me.
I'm not.
So you want to support my dream? So you wouldn't give me no money for like studio time or nothing? I was like, yo, I done ran through all my, I went got my 401k from my job. I done liquidated that.
That was not a smart.
And I bought all this equipment and stuff. I'm in here just churning out music, you know what I'm saying? Hit song after song. Ain't no hits yet. It's just song after song. I'm doing little local shows. I'm at GVO. I'm opening up for, you know what I'm saying, these, you know, semi-famous people, whatever. You wouldn't be on the train?
Oh, ain't no way. Because my thing is, it doesn't make sense. Like I said, if we were young.
But it's my dream, though.
If we dreaming when we 20. When God bless you to be 40, ain't no way I'm sitting here dreaming about something that unstable. Now, if you say you was dreaming about becoming an architect or engineer or something, you know it's only going to take you 4 years to go through school and you got this good job or this here, you got an apprenticeship here and blah, 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 internship there. I'm going to support some shit like that because I can check off the box and say year 1, 2, 3, 4, we there. We right there. But when you talking about something open-ended, it's niggas who rap for 20 years and ain't got nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
So you think we going to start rapping niggas at 40 and we ain't nigga, you got to be crazy.
That's fucked up.
It's not. It's real because we got to eat. That's real life.
I mean, but we could tailor now, you know, eat some sandwiches and, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we cut some corners, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know,
cut them, all right.
Keep the lights, you know what I'm saying, down to a minimum, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey,
I'm going to turn off the stuff at the breaker.
Yeah, I'm going to make it one day. Just stay with me. I'm going to make it. Just believe in me. I'm
going to believe
even
in
if
you.
It's 5 or 10 years, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't got that kind of time. Because we don't know. People checking out of here early. So I can't give you.
So why not let me chase my dream while I'm here?
Yeah, you could chase it, but
I don't want to die and be like, yo, I wanted to be a rapper, but, you know, I stayed working and everything because, you know,
You can be that's the beauty of being connected to the internet. You can do anything you want
to
do.
But the record execs told me if I don't be 100% in, they don't really want to fuck with me. I still want to go to work and shit. Like, I can't, you know, I ain't got no more days to miss at work. I got a show to do and in the middle of nowhere in Dothan, Alabama or some shit like that. You know, it's only paying $500, but, you know, I got to go. I got to go. It's for exposure. You know, it might be some execs there to hear me and boom, I blow up.
So you would expect, the thing is, you shouldn't even expect no woman to sit by you with that.
I mean, if I'm chasing my dream, you're supposed to let your mate chase their dream.
And I'm going to let you. I'm not going to hold you back at all. But I just need you to know that you don't have me at that point.
That's fucked up.
My thing is, okay, if it turned out to be like something you're doing as a hobby, whatever. Like I said, I'm going to be for it in that type of, you know, place. And we put it in its proper place. But when you talking about you going to go out here and you going to neglect the fact that bills are due on the first.
I got you. So you handling the bills.
That's cute and all. But the point is, I'm going to get tired. So I might get tired after month one. I might get tired after year one. But you can't say, I don't have the right to get tired. Oh, I'm wrong because I ain't committed to this mess you got going on.
Yeah.
But you're then I see to be you with me. But then at the same time, I'm over here eating ham and cheese sandwiches, mm-hmm. but you on the tour bus slapping people booties.
That's part of the job.
No, that ain't going to be a part. Because if I got to sacrifice, me. See, that's my point. She believing in me. Let that pay for your studio time. Because what you won't do is play with me. Like I say, all day long, you ain't going to play with me in my face now. That's what we're not finna do.
It's just an act. That don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
But I had to smack that girl, but.
Like I said, and you're going to continue doing whatever you're doing, and I'm going to go on about my business. Man.
But what if I make it then? You're going to be angry. You're going to be like, damn,
if
he made it.
You're married on paper. I'm going to get my check.
You left me, though. I'm saying you ain't believing me. You don't get none of this.
Like I said,
you
don't get none of this. Court, and if we still married, I'm getting my 50%.
Oh, now see, what you ain't know, I got that shit absolved while I was on the road. You ain't even know you nothing did. About it.
Because it can't be absolved when I... If I
it was a no-contest. It was a no-contest divorce.
And then you would wake up dead. That's how we'll solve that shit.
I got to know, Queen Jern. We're going to move on to the next topic. The first woman ever has been convicted of sexual assault for poking holes in a condom. How you feel about that?
That's just some lame ass nigga shit.
What you mean?
You can't say somebody is sexually assaulting you because you telling me that I can't do something with your sperm. You are nothing in a bag. If you say that how do I even have access to the condom to poke the hole in it? That means you negligent. Oh. You should bring your own condoms to the party.
Okay, let's read up the story. It says, a woman who secretly poked holes in partner's condoms to get pregnant is jailed after stealthing. That's what they called it. A woman who poked holes in her partner's condom so she could get pregnant has been jailed. The 39-year-old was convicted of sexual assault in Germany after a stealthing incident with her 42-year-old friend with benefits. Stealthing is when a condom is removed without consent during intercourse, but it usually involves a man doing it. The pair were said to be in a casual relationship and had been meeting regularly since the start of 2021. But the regional court in Bielefeld said the woman developed deeper feelings for her partner that were not reciprocated, as the man was happy with the casual arrangement. Though the woman was unsuccessful in her attempt to become pregnant, the court heard she had sent the man a WhatsApp saying she was and admitted to sabotaging the condoms. The 42-year-old responded by filing criminal charges against her, and she later admitted to attempting to manipulate her partner, according to the local newspaper. Initially, the woman was facing charges of rape, but this was later reduced to sexual assault. She was jailed for 6 months.
It's not okay.
Yeah, what you mean it's not okay? It's not okay for her to do that. That's wrong.
It is okay for her to do that.
No, it's not.
If we having sex, we having sex. I can see if she got pregnant.
But we taking all precautions to have sex. Well, why you want more? Like, we're just fucking. There ain't nothing else. Like, you want to be more. And I told you, like, it ain't that. But you keep fucking me. So
and you keep fucking her.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, because the arrangement was, well, we just friends with benefits. You can't. Take it further, like, you want to be more, and I say, hey, nah, I like the arrangement we got right here.
Yeah,
you know
but
what
then
saying?
You telling her stuff like, this dick ain't gonna suck itself, so then when she get up on you and she doing what she doing, she want a little bit more.
But you cannot do that, is what I'm saying.
Yes, she can, she did.
That's like me saying, like, oh, I like this girl right here, I'm gonna poke some holes in the condom and get her pregnant. That's wrong.
That's what you did.
That's wrong. So, therefore, you can't do the opposite. Whatever's good for men is good for women. You know what I'm saying? And I like this term, stealthing. I like that.
I bet you do.
Yeah, that's real good.
I thought it had something to do with shit.
Mm-mm. You know, like usually...
I know. I mean, I know now, but...
Yeah, but that's wild. She needs to be jailed for that.
She doesn't, because that's not necessary. Like, if she actually had a baby and was trying to make him take care of it because of this act, that would be one thing. But that's just like anything.
God was on his side. He was on his side. He was like, I ain't gonna let you get this one pregnant. You ain't want this one. We ain't gonna do that. You know, she was trying too hard. You know, I just
don't feel like it's a crime, though.
It is a crime.
It's not a crime. It's not a crime because you having sex, but you mad because somebody wanted your sperm?
Yes. And you're not supposed to have it. That's why I got the condom on. If we was trying to get pregnant, I would take the condom off.
And that's why you wouldn't be busting no nuts in that condom either. You should have been busting a nut and just...
Yeah, I'm pulling out with the condom on. I ain't even going to complete inside. Ah, no. When I feel like I'm about to come, boop, I'm pulling that motherfucker out. Hey, I'm pulling out.
Going to the bathroom, sit there, get it in a towel or whatever, and make sure it go down the drain or whatever you got to do, because clearly, if you out here with these people and they want to get a little extra, that might be what they're going to do.
Well, people dirty out here these days. God damn.
That lady said she wanted that thing, and she was going to do everything she had to do to get it.
Yeah, and that's why your ass in jail, bitch.
6 months ain't nothing. That lady say I can do that time on my head.
Well, you ain't gonna get no more dick from nobody, cause everybody know you the stealthy lady, so ain't nobody fucking you no more.
Hey, they slinging that dick on.
Niggas bringing their own condoms. They like nope. Mm-mm.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand what type of nigga trusts another broad to handle your condom. Like,
I mean, he might have walked off for a minute. She seen the condom, did some shit to it. You know what I'm saying?
That's just like my drink. Once I have removed myself from the drink, I can't come back to this. So that's rule number one.
Well, I mean, you don't think nobody's going to do that to your condoms. I mean, you was like, yo.
You should. If she has expressed feelings that you did not reciprocate,
okay.
You already knew the game was different.
Yeah, but I mean, that don't mean she could goddamn sabotage our relationship.
But all I'm saying is either she was going to stop messing with you.
Yeah.
Or she was going to get what she wanted, which was her getting pregnant. Obviously.
Okay, so in a situation like that, you poke holes in a condom, I'm not paying child support.
I would expect you not to.
Oh, okay. I'll just make sure we're clear on that.
If I'm having a baby and you don't want them, that means that's all on me. But for me, I just feel like I'm not going to jail if I don't have no reason to go to jail. But see, she was foolish because you talk too much.
Yep.
That's what's wrong with these people. They get to texting and talking and all this other crap. If I done did it and I ain't get no baby out of it, hell, I ain't coming to tell you nothing. And if I got pregnant with the baby, I damn sure ain't telling you. Because then you can be like, well, who baby that is? I don't even know, man. I ain't even going to lie. I would fuck around with you and some other people.
That's terrible.
And leave it like that. I know it's your baby, but you ain't got to know it because you don't want them. So what am I going to complicate your life for?
Send her ass to jail. Put her under there. Six months wasn't long enough.
6 months was plenty. And you could have gave me. And she probably did 1 month, 2 months.
I think they gave a suspended sentence or whatever. Like, she probably ain't do it all, but that's fucked up. They went easy on her. See, that's the thing.
When women try to be creeps, she a sex offender.
Yeah.
So well, that fuck up everything else.
Hey, that's good. She need to be a goddamn sex offender. Trying to steal nut from niggas.
She ain't try.
This is a heavy one right here.
Not for me.
Kevin Samuels passed away, you know, last Thursday on Cinco de Mayo.
That was a party day.
Yeah, and, you know, it was a sad day, you know what I'm saying,
for
the internet, because it was a lot of rumors swirling that day that he had passed away, and motherfuckers didn't know if it was just rumors or was it true, and it came out it was true. They didn't release all kind of 911 calls where he was with a woman at the time of his passing, and he had, like, a heart attack or some shit like that, and she was all frantic calling and everything, and, you know, sad to hear it. But the saddest part of the day was the people that was, like, happy celebrating his death. Like, that was an ugly day in to me, because I've never.
You have, so you finna lie.
I've never celebrated no one's death. Never. Have I celebrated someone's death? That was different. He was a bad person.
I mean, if it was someone, it was someone.
But
we gonna
I didn't celebrate it. I was just like, I was like, good riddance. That's all I said. But I went up there like, hey, he died. Like, I saw some ugliness from people.
It wasn't ugliness.
It was ugliness.
What he put out. It was a reflection of what that man put into the atmosphere.
He didn't put anything.
Yes, he did.
He didn't deserve that. All he was doing was teaching people accountability. He was telling men,
and he's been accountable because the maker has checked him
out. Let's not go there. Like I said,
real. That's what it is.
He was telling people, be the man of your dreams before you find the woman of your dreams. So he started out shitting on niggas. Well, not shitting on niggas, but just telling niggas to get their shit together. But that shit didn't catch no traction. It didn't catch traction until he started, you know, holding the women accountable, you know, being wild.
It was degrading women.
It's not degrading women. No.
It became a platform of people wanted to laugh at women because secretly many niggas hate women. And for that very reason, y'all had a spokesperson to sit up there and say, under the awning of making women accountable, now all of a sudden...
Yes, women don't have any accountability.
And that's false.
It's not.
I mean, and it is. Because for you to think that women don't have no accountability, when women are the only ones who are accountable for these kids, these niggas walk off and leave. So when you talk about accountability, you can count on a mama long before you can ever count on a daddy. So you can save that drama for somebody who don't have no good sense. But the fact is, people have the right to feel how they feel.
No.
So, yes, they do.
They have the right to feel.
They didn't go out there and do anything.
It's another black man dying, and they out there celebrating.
Oh, we smoking on that Kevin Samuels pack. That ain't what the people said.
Yes, they did. They said that. They said that. That's what I'm saying. They said it was some ugliness.
Even still. Like I said,
the man didn't deserve that.
He did.
He was all about black family.
He with a fucking cracker.
He wasn't with no cracker.
Come on, man.
She was Mexican. on Cinco de Mayo. He was celebrating.
White girl with a taco.
There you go, being racist.
I can't be racist. I'm black.
We do have Hispanic people that's not white. They're like brown. They're colored like us. They're brown.
They white.
No, they're not. They're brown. But at any rate, the man didn't deserve the way these people are going at him.
You can't leave. You can't put negativity out there.
Negativity is just what went viral. It was a whole lot of videos of him not being negative. Do I agree with everything the man said? Absolutely not. You know, sometimes he was, off-putting with his delivery to some people. Yeah, that was wrong. And cutting people off when they was trying to talk. Yeah, that was wrong. But what he was saying was true. He was telling women, like, yo, how are you overweight, three kids, three different daddies, and say you expect a man to take care of you and your kid?
Because a nigga expect that shit.
No, a nigga don't. Yes, the fuck they do. No, a nigga don't.
A nigga don't have their kids with them. They'll tell you they got 3-4 baby mamas, and they'll expect you to want to be with them. And they got child support out the yin yang, and your churn got to eat bologna sandwich.
Niggas know they fucking limitations. Niggas, no, we don't try to jump out of our damn realm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, if I'm a fat nigga,
if I'm a fat nigga at 300 pounds, like he told that fat nigga that time, he's like, yo, how you 300 pounds, 5'8", you only make $20,000. How you expect to find a woman? You know, he told that nigga that. He's like, how you expect to find a woman making this much and you ain't got no money? He said, you can't be fat and broke. He was like, damn, nigga, step your game up. And same thing with the women. He was like, tailor your expectations. Like,
I'm a fucking PhD.
Okay.
If somebody was to come to me and say, you should have a nigga that got a PhD.
That's bullshit.
But that's because that fits your standard.
No,
that's, so to me, no, it doesn't. I could have met niggas who had a PhD. They may or may not have been black, but that wasn't what I was interested in. But my thing is, you find someone who you love and you can live with, then you do what you do to make that shit work. So if you listen to what people say, it's a whole lot of motherfuckers who I thought was unobtainable, and I see the hoes they married. I'm like, well, shit, I sold myself short, because I know I outpaced that hoe, but hey, that's who they ended up with. And that's who they love. That's who they got their kids by. That's who they married. So you can't say just because on the outside it looked like these people are not compatible, these people are having a great life.
But okay, again, you're missing the point. What I'm saying is he was telling women, you can't be.
You can be. You cannot. I know people who got the bomb husband and they got baby number 6, 7, and 8 from the husband, and the nigga take care of all the churn and cherish the woman and treat her like somebody. He's not.
He's a simp.
He's not.
That's what the godfather Kevin Samuels would call a simp.
And then the thing is, you taking that to the wrong way, because if you was one of them kids that she had and you had the stepfather of the year, that's a nigga you would look up to. Hey. That nigga wouldn't be no simp to you.
Like I said, unreasonable expectations.
They are reasonable. If you can dream it, you can be it, you can have it.
Like I said, women need to understand. Women, anybody they live their need life, to
understand.
They live their life when they're young. They chasing the bad boy or this and that. They end up having kids. Then they get about 30 and say, I want a good man. You don't deserve a fucking good man. No, the fuck you don't.
Yes, you do.
That's the facts. A good man deserves a good woman. I'm not saying you're
good
I'm
now.
Not,
she's
I'm not
good
saying
now.
You're not a good woman because you have 2-3 baby daddies and you this and that. No, I'm not saying that's not a good woman, but I'm saying you need to tailor your expectations. What do you bring to the table besides pussy? That's not going to get the 1% male pussy. I get pussy from anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he was trying to teach the women to understand. Tailor your expectations. You know what I'm saying?
It's toxic because
it's not toxic when. Okay. Because let me ask you a question. So do you ever see men post pictures of fat women online and say, oh, that she the bomb, she dope, she that, she did, you know what I'm saying? Yes, men do that. Women don't. They ain't never a fat nigga.
They don't
nigga.
Have to. You know why? Because all of the rules were made by men. So
that's
I'm
not,
sick of
see, no accountability.
I'm sick of, no. It's not about accountability, because I don't post niggas, period. So I'm just saying. So what are you talking about? Accountability. We don't have to tell you to love y'all, because being a man is a flex all of itself. So no, women have to be built up, because for whatever reason, we have already had the divide. It's been like that since the beginning of time. Women were underneath men. So therefore, you gotta be given the green light to shine, because you're not a man. If you're a man, It's supposed to be a natural instinct for that shit not to even bother you, because you're supposed to be okay, so okay with being a man. It don't even matter what the fuck you packages you come in. Oh, but men give it stipulation because men say it means something to be fit. Men say it means something to be tall. That's stupid as all get out, because your physical characteristics have nothing to do with the kind of person you are or the intellect that you have.
First of all, I'm gonna go ahead and cut this down. Men, we do everything for women. We get our hair cut for women. We go to the gym for women. We buy clothes for women. We don't do that shit just for us. Niggas don't give a fuck. If I tell you all the time, if men lived on one side of town and women lived on the other side of town and we only got to meet on 2 days out the week, niggas would be nasty as fuck them 5 days, but them 2 days would be clean as hell. Why? Because we're going to see the women. That's what we move for. That's our motivation. Women are the ones that tell us you need to be tall, dark, and handsome. Women are the ones that tell us you need to have a six pack. You need to have this. That's what women tell us. So that's,
and that's
what
bullshit, because you know at the end of the day, if a nigga make enough money, he can be big, sloppy, stinking, everything. And what they gonna do, they gonna be with you because you can provide a life for them. And that's the bottom line. And men made that rule too.
No, we didn't. Y'all, women, y'all women did that.
No, it did, because a nigga who's short at the beginning of the day, you gonna get much play. Why? When you got that money. When, as long as you got something.
A short nigga with no money, he ain't getting no play.
9 times out of 10.
But a broke woman that look good, she'll get some play because she look good. Nobody's not gonna fuck with her. Like, we don't care if she broke or not. You know, she look good.
Because women are not expected to be anybody that has to provide. That's a man's job. And whatever y'all decided, y'all was the one from the beginning of time. Y'all was the one dragging the food and killing the whatevers. Y'all was supposed to be protectors and providers. So if that's what your role is, that's what it is. So if you're expected to have these things, your physical characteristics don't have nothing to do with that.
It has a lot to do with it. Because I see 150-pound niggas posting 280, 300-pound women and be with the hard eyes, but I don't see no in-shape woman posting no out-of-shape, fat-ass nigga talking about, ooh, I love that nigga.
That's bullshit, too.
It's not bullshit. It's the facts. It is. When you post a picture of a fat girl online, everybody's, look at it, queen, do it, girl, do it this, do it that. But you post a fat nigga online, he catching jokes.
Okay.
Look at that fat nigga. His titties bigger than mine. This, this, and that. Oh, that stomach. I ain't no way in where I let that nigga lay on me. Ooh, I bet he stink. They don't say that about women. You see what I'm saying?
If you say so. I mean,
it's the facts.
It's not the facts, because if niggas moving like a real nigga should, that shit shouldn't even bother you. That shit shouldn't even move you. But like I said before, the reason why men are now more gravitating to saying anything about women of all shapes and sizes is, for one, niggas gonna fuck. So therefore, you can't sit here and say, oh, I ain't gonna deal with this person, that person, because they fat. Because everybody fucking somebody. So you got a whole lot of fat bras.
But when a man have a choice, oh, that's toxic, that's hate, you this is misogynistic. Well, I can't have a preference. Y'all made the tall, dark, and handsome.
You can have whatever preference you like. I ain't taking that from nobody. All I'm saying is, if you go out your way to make somebody who's not your preference feel bad, you ain't shit.
He didn't make them feel bad.
And they did.
If you come to me for advice and I give you the advice, you can't sit there and say, well, you came to me. I just told you, like, look, ma'am, you need to tailor your expectations.
But who the fuck are you? You ain't nobody.
I'm just an image consultant.
And you shouldn't be, because my thing is, who told y'all that the only people, it's people who skinny and in shape dying of heart attacks. It's people who, yes, weight has a lot to do with health issues.
Yeah.
It can be one of those factors that you can look for, but at the same time, it's not the end all be all. It's people dying of things that don't have nothing to do with the fact that they're overweight. Yeah. It can be family history. But the thing about it is, you sitting up there on a platform, there's a whole lot of ways you could tell somebody something. You could tell somebody that somebody died in the right type of way, that you don't break them down and make them feel so out of sorts. But if you talking about you don't have any care or any tact about how you're going to present this information to somebody, it's never going to be received the right way. So if you disposed of people's feelings just to be famous, then that tells you you're a shallow individual. Because if you were willing to sell out people just so that you could get looks, nigga, you ain't nobody.
Again, that's what the viral clips. It's a whole lot of clips on him,
like,
being
said,
gentle
with women and talking normal
and all that.
Like
nobody cares about them.
If you really standing on that.
I'm just saying, it's like a lot of people only saw the viral clips, and that's what they went with.
He wanted them to see. So if you push that mess and that's what made you famous, you can't get mad with what the shit come back to you.
I just don't think it's cool to celebrate death in
the world. I don't talk bad of the dead because that's how I was raised. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I can understand those people's feelings because if they actually listen to the things that he said, he did not say good things to people. He did not deliver those messages in the proper fashion. So when you get people all riled up and you're saying things that are negative, when you have an issue, when it is at your demise, people ain't gonna, you can't expect people to come and say, oh my God, I'm so distraught because this person is gone. Okay, the same way you said about that person, they looking at this one right here because in their eyes, that's how he was viewed. They say good riddance.
That's terrible. Well, I just want to say rest in peace to the Godfather, Kevin Samuels. Your message will continue to live on through a lot of people.
And all they want to do is be copycats because they want to be famous because you want to be able to say something about women. And y'all sit here and say this fight over and over again about black lives matter. We need to work together. We don't need to pull each other apart. Oh, but that's what y'all trying to do.
And that's what he was about, the black family. He wanted black men and black women.
He can't be about the family when you choose to lay up with somebody else. You will never convince me that that's what you want when you choose to lay up with anybody other than who you preaching for us to be with.
I don't understand. I mean, brown is brown. Like,
it ain't black.
Hey, man. He didn't think that was going to be his last piece. He ain't know that. But like I said, we're going to keep your message going. We're going to continue to hold these women accountable.
And hold your motherfucking self accountable. Look in the mirror first.
We won't let your message die. We're not letting your message die. We ain't going to let it die. That's what y'all can do. Rest in peace to the Godfather. It's top 10 time. We do all kinds of things on this top 10. You know, since hip-hop is, one of my loves, I was checking to see what was the top 10 rap songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone. Now, y'all know I have a problem with white publications steering the hip-hop culture. I think that white people have stolen rap from us, and they're the tastemakers. They're telling us what's hot, what's not, who's good, and who's not. And I don't understand how that happened, but here we are. And so this is the top 10 list according to Rolling Stone. All right? Are you ready, Queen Jern?
Yeah. Are you ready?
I am. Number 10, Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full. I know 12 Kyle is loving this because, you know, this is from his era. You know, 1987, one of the best years of music, according to 12 Kyle. Number 9, N.W.A., Straight Outta Compton, 1988. Number 8, we got Biggie, Juicy, 1994. Song full of lies, but hey, we let it go. Number 7, Public Enemy, Fight the Power. One video I used to hate when I was younger, because that video seemed like it was 30 minutes long, and I was just like, please turn this bullshit off. One thing about Public Enemy, I think they were ahead of, I was just not old enough to understand what Public Enemy was, because what they were saying, and I don't want to go back and listen to the old music, because, you know, it's just old. It just sound dated. And nobody ever wanted to rap like Chuck D. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Number 6, we got Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg. Nothing But a G Thing. Classic, classic, classic video, classic song, classic album. Number 6. Number 5, we got Ghetto Boys, Mind Playing Tricks on Me. Now, amazing song, great storytelling. I fucks with this. This is one of the early Southern songs that I got introduced to. You know what I'm saying? This was what, about 90, 91 when Ghetto Boys came out with this. So shout out to them. Number 4, Run DMC, Sucker MCs. It's Run DMC, I guess, you know. Number 4, greatest song of all time. Yeah. Number 3, African Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force, Planet Rock. Hey, African Bambaataa, y'all know his story. He liked to fuck little boys in the ass and shit, so that's all I'm going to get.
Not little boys.
Yeah. Number 2, Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight. Now, everybody know this is one of those, this is the first Milli Vanilli group in hip-hop. Nobody knew who the Sugar Hill Gang was, but they popped out with this big hit, and nobody knew who the fuck they was, and come to find out, they was, like, stealing flows from Grandmaster Caz and all that shit, and
well, you know, this is a song that will forever be.
And it's long as fuck. Another one. And the number 1 greatest rap song of all time, according to Rolling Stone, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, The Message. Now, I get why this song would be number one. It's talking about what was going on in New York at that time, and it was like showing the grittiness of the streets and all that. I get it. But the number one rap song of all time, I can't clap to that. I'm sorry, I can't. So, Queen Jern, of this list, I don't want to do your top three because, you know, which other 10 would you say was your favorite of the 10?
I'm going to say Nothing But a G Thing.
End of story. That should have been, well, I got Nothing But a G Thing and Ghetto Boys, Mind Playing Tricks on Me. Them like, out of the 10, them were the two that I would put at the top. You know, depending on the day of the week, which one would be my favorite. I mean, I know both of them by heart, so it's not a question about which one I know more. But
kind of Airbnb and Rakim, no.
That was that Airbnb and Rakim album. I remember I was making a dub of that at my grandma's house.
And what song did they sing? I Can't Rock Right Now. That's nothing.
No, that's what's his name? Rob Bass and DJ Rob Easy Bass, Rock.
That's what it is. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, but it was Paid in Full.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fish, which is my favorite dish. That's the one he said that. And Juicy, that might be my top three. Juicy, Nothing But a G Thing, and Ghetto Boys. I think that would be my top three. You know what I'm saying? In that situation, man. So those were your top 10 songs according to Rolling Stone.
I don't know about all times, but okay.
Yeah, exactly.
A certain period in time?
All time.
But not all time.
All time is what they're saying. So that's what happens when you listen to white people tell you about rap music. You shouldn't let white people tell you about your rap. Explore your own rap. White people, how you think of Chief Keef, Gucci Mane, and Future, the greatest rappers of all time. And we know better than that. We know better than that.
Yeah, hold them accountable.
Hold them accountable. What's TV talk time? Yo, we ain't got no shows to watch. We got to get into some more shows. I did finish Winning Time, the Lakers show. You know, pretty dope. You know, it was in the whole totality of it. Seeing kind of the background information. You know, seeing how the rivalry between Magic and Bird was born. You know, just so go check that out. You know what I'm saying? I did finish Ozark. Killed that over the week. You know what I'm saying? That's done. Started watching The Circle season 3 or 4, whichever season it was. You know, my issues are always the same. Why all the black people got to be gay? Like, every time
it's a black person. Especially the black men.
Yeah, it's like, and then.
But y'all ain't got no problem with that.
Listen, that's what Hollywood want. They want to effeminize the black man. So they do it in all these shows. They have to.
Y'all get the platform. Y'all want
to. They have to make the black man gay and everything. They just have to. So, you know, that's that. Better Call Saul.
That's aggressive in that fashion.
Yeah, I guess. Better Call Saul still going on. Dope show. Check it out. And that's about it for TV talk, man. Like I said, we ain't been watching nothing. We're going to have to get into some shows, you know, so we can revive this segment, you know, until the seasons catch back up. You know what I'm saying?
If you keep making me watch The Circle, I know I ain't going to watch too many more episodes.
I see that 50 Cent said that Monique was going to be in BMF. So Monique's getting some work now. So, you know, shout out to Monique.
Releasing her back to the...
Yeah, I guess the black ball is over. 50 Cent is letting the ball roll on her. So, you know.
I mean, they might as well. That girl ain't did nothing to them people.
I mean, you know, she just didn't want to honor her contract, I guess.
They lying on her.
I mean, how they lying on her? If I pay you for a movie, I'm paying you for advertising the movie, too. Like, that's part of me paying you for the movie. You talk about, oh, well, the money you pay me, that's just for the movie. No, ma'am.
She might not have been able to read that part.
Yeah, well, you better get somebody to read it for you then. But shout out to Monique.
I don't think it'll happen again.
She's back, sister. She's back working. She can do the whisper voice. She ain't got to be the motivational speaker no more. So she back out there. So check us next week. Hopefully we have something else for y'all on TV Talk. What's Queen Jern's favorite time of the show? It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Jern come together each week. We act out a situation for y'all. Now, before we get this improv going, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we ain't take no acting classes. But we come here every week ready to do this. This week's no different. The situation is this. Spouse informs other spouse that their mother can't stay with them. Which spouse you want to be? The one that say you can't stay or the one that's asking?
It don't matter.
It does matter. I gave you a choice.
Who do you want to be?
I ask you. I defer to you.
I'll be the one who they say the person can't come.
Can't come. Okay, you ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Action! Hey, babe, how you doing? I just want to let you know, man, my mom's coming to town Thursday.
No.
What you mean, no?
You had booked her a hotel or something?
No, she's staying here. I told her she could stay at the house.
Why?
Because it's my mom. I mean, you know, ain't no, I'm not going to make her stay at a room or nothing while she's in town.
You're not making her. If you pay for it, I don't think it'll be bad, is it?
Nah, I want her to stay here. It's my mom. What you mean?
But why, though?
Why can't she stay here? What's the problem?
I don't really like her like that.
You don't like my mama? What the hell?
I mean, I'm trying. I've tried. She's but been I'm here just a saying, but times. I mean, it's just a lot.
But I mean, I mean, she's not really that bad. I mean, come
she's
on,
she's kind of messy.
I mean, but it's my mom though. I mean, I can't make her stay. That'd be kind of bad if I make her get a room when she come to town. I mean, don't, she wants to be around.
She can
you know?
Get a room down the street. It's a lot of nice hotels down
but
the street.
It's real. Hot. We let's stay here. She can save the money. Like, listen, I mean, I understand. She helps you out around the house and everything. You know what I'm saying? No, she doesn't. I mean, you know, like, she just likes sitting in the living room watching TV and stuff and cooking and stuff. Like, you know, like,
I'm not really a fan.
I mean, look, are you still mad about the time she tried to help you with the cooking and told you you was doing it wrong?
I'm never going to be mad about that.
Okay, I mean she improved like, your meal. Like, you know what I'm saying? She told you to add some seasoning to it and everything. It was a little bland. I got to agree with my mom about that.
I'm sure you will.
But ever since
I'm
then,
sure you will.
But ever since then, the meal has been better since you took her care. You know?
Like I said, she won't be spending the night here or the weekend or whatever.
Well, that's going to be a problem because I already told she could come.
Well, I'm not going to be here then.
Where are you going?
It doesn't matter. I mean, if you've already made a choice.
Don't you think that seems a little strange?
It won't seem strange to me.
I mean, but you do that to me all the time when you inform me that your people staying and I don't want them to stay, but I don't leave or nothing like that. So
I mean, obviously the last time you was hosting with the most and
I mean, I was trying to be nice. So this time, okay. I mean, I expect you to extend that same courtesy to me when my mother's here. I mean,
okay,
she don't
well,
come that
let
often.
Come. Let her come.
I mean, but so you're gonna have to be here. Like
no, I don't. She's your mama. She ain't my mama.
She's your mother-in-law.
She's
and
not
she
my
likes
mother.
You. Y'all had a good time last time. Y'all went to the yard sales and all that stuff. And
yeah, wasn't fun. I put on a smile, but
okay. Well, you're gonna put a smile on this Thursday.
And I'm going to be out the door.
And she's only gonna be here for 2 weeks. That's it.
Yeah, 2 weeks is too long.
What you mean?
2 weeks is way too long.
But that's fine. I mean,
like I said,
she can help out around. Look. You just had the baby. She's just come to help out with the baby and everything. Man.
I don't want no help.
But you need some help.
I don't.
Yes.
I
need a break.
Like I said, you can do whatever you want to do. All I can tell you is...
And we can even go out because she'll be here. She can watch the baby while we go out. I mean, you're being unreasonable right now.
I'm not being unreasonable. 2 weeks is too long for anybody to be coming to somebody else's house.
But she's coming to help you with the baby.
I didn't ask
It's not like
that.
She's moving in.
I didn't ask her. It will feel like it. It will feel like it. After the first 3 days, it will feel like
I asked her to come down here and help you with the baby.
She will act like she lives here.
You like you're overwhelmed. You like you're overwhelmed.
I'm whelmed over.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You need some help.
No.
So that's why I told her to come. I mean, listen.
Do your job. You're a fucking father.
I got to
so
go to
do
work.
What you supposed to do?
So what I'm supposed to do? I'm supposed to come home, go to work,
leave.
And then come home and take care of baby? I think not.
Okay.
You've been home all fucking day. Why you can't take care of the baby? Like, I'm not getting up in the middle of the night when this baby cries.
If that's what you want to do.
But if my mama here, she can get up in the middle of the night and help you out.
I don't need her here.
You do.
2 days is sufficient.
No, 2 weeks. Okay. I mean, I can make it a month.
And I won't be here. You think it's a game, but it's not a game, because she's not welcome here.
How is she not welcome here?
She say little slick shit when you ain't in the room.
Your mama could be
underneath the table
somewhere. That's your word. I don't believe that anyway. My mom would never say nothing like that. She's a sweet woman. She would never say slick stuff like that.
Yeah, she gonna be sweet in front of you, and she gonna be saying all kind of little flip stuff.
Well, I mean, maybe y'all need to work something out. So why she here them 2 weeks? Y'all can talk and get an understanding of each other.
I don't have time for the confrontation.
I think you just honest. She's misunderstood. I mean, she means well. She's just here coming to help. I mean, just accept the help.
I'm not.
Oh, man. That's terrible, man. I just don't understand, man.
Get your mama stuff and take it to the hotel.
No, she's staying here.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
Okay, well, fine then. You can leave. I don't care. If you want to make it awkward, make it awkward.
You're
but
just that stupid.
I'm not that stupid. You're being unreasonable right now.
I just had your baby, and you telling me, oh, you can leave because my mama going
to
stay here.
She's coming to help you with the baby.
That's dumb as hell.
And you're leaving.
Okay.
That makes no sense.
Since you think your mama can do a better job raising your child, hey.
She's coming to assist you.
So
you need some help. Okay. Have you seen this house lately? You ain't been cleaning up. You ain't been
Have
doing nothing
it?
Around here.
Have you seen it?
You just all around here looking at it. Look at you now. You dressed up. Look, you got babies throw up on your shirt. You ain't even want to wipe that off. You got a lot going on right now, and I'm just trying to get you some help. You can't even take a proper bath because you're dealing with the baby. So if my mom here, you can get you a bath in 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. But you can't hold your own child.
I mean,
to take a shower.
Listen.
Oh, okay. So that means you ain't shit.
I work all day. I come home from the factory. I'm tired.
Okay. I'm tired too.
Yeah, but
I'm tired.
But listen.
I'm tired too.
That's why she's coming to assist you.
Okay.
So you'll be less tired. Okay.
Like I said, 2 weeks ain't gonna help me.
2 weeks will help you. No, yeah, it might rejuvenate you.
It's not.
Yes.
Because like, at this point, I'm gonna be very angry by the time she leaves.
Why? Go get your nails done or something. Go.
I don't need nails.
Go have some fun. Go get your feet done.
I don't have time to do that.
Well, do something. You got to do something because I mean, you need some help around here. You need some help.
Hey, your word against mine.
Okay, that's fine. But, you know, I just want you to put on that smile that you put on that you was at the yard sale and stuff. I need that smile to be on for 2 weeks, okay?
Smile is upside down now.
I tell you, boy, I just don't know. I just really don't know. I'm trying to help. I do everything I can. I call my mom and ask her.
She's taking time away.
I'm not talking reckless. I'm just trying to get you prepared. I know today is Wednesday. She'll be here tomorrow. So that's all I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Well, I hope your credit card got enough money on there for this room I'm finna book.
You're not getting nothing.
Okay.
You're going to stay right here in this house. Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Before y'all think, this is all acting. Queen Germ loves my mama. And ain't nothing like that, okay? Okay? Time to read some rap lyrics. Over here at Frocast, we read the rap lyrics, okay? We don't break them down or nothing like that. We just read the lyrics. And our office voice, our professional voice, hey, any kind of voice you want. Queen Germ, it's your turn to read these lyrics. Are you ready?
I guess so.
Okay, Queen Germ, here we go.
I treat this like my thesis. Well-written topic. Broken down into pieces. I introduce, then produce. Words so profuse. It's abuse how I juice up this beat. Like I'm Deuce. Two people, both equal. Like I'm Gemini, rather Simon. If I Jimmy on this lock, I could pop it. You can't stop it. Drop it. Your whole crew's microscopic. Like particles while I make international articles. And on the cover, don't discuss the baby mother business. I've been in this third LP. You can't tell me. Eyewitness. First-handed, I'm candid. You can't stand it. Respect demanded. And get flown around the planet. Hard rock like granite or steel. People feel Lauryn Hill from Newark to Israel. And this is real. So I keep making the streets balance while you looking for dressing to go with your tossed salad.
Wow. That was L Boogie, a.k.a. Lauryn Hill with her song, The Final Hour. Queen Germ, good reading there. You know, you said hard rock. You said hard rock like a granite or steel.
Granite or steel.
Yeah, but it's rock hard.
What
like,
that's it.
Hard rock.
I mean, but why do you have to do this? Why? It's unnecessary. Like, but again,
I didn't say nothing.
You did though, so it is what it is.
Yes.
Moving on to the next segment of the show.
Y'all enjoyed that, man. Come back next week. I'll be reading some lyrics. We trying to smarten it up for y'all, man. We ain't just going to ignorant y'all out, man. We going to give you some medicine in the candy sometime, you know? What's HBCU confessional time? HBCU confessional is when I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets, and read McKean Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. I finally fucked this boy I've been wanting to, but his dick little and he can't keep it up. He wants to see me again. Should I tell him the sex was bad? TSU. Queen Jern, react.
First of all, you shouldn't tell him that the sex is bad because niggas' confidence is in the toilet these days. So, if nothing else, just act like you're not interested, you got another boyfriend, whatever the case may be, because it ain't no need to just go for the gusto and tell a nigga his dick ain't shit. I just never go about it saying those things about niggas because I already know.
Nigga, tell me if the dick is trash. I need to know.
I mean, what you gonna do? You can't get a new dick.
Well, so, I mean, I can learn some new technique. I mean, shit.
I mean, if me personally, I always think practice makes perfect, so therefore, I'm gonna give you a couple of tries.
He said it's little and he can't get up. That's a problem. I need to get the blue chews.
Hey, I might have to slip in one. But if nothing else, that ain't gonna make his dick grow.
But it might. But it sometimes, just keep it. Sometimes hard. It ain't about the size. It's about the you know what you can do with it. Like you can have a big dick and can't fuck. You can have little dick and can fuck your ass off. You know what I'm saying? So it's just it's about what you're doing with it. You know what I'm saying? So he might just need, like you said, if he can't get up, that's the problem.
But if we in college and it can't get up, what the fuck is wrong? Because we 20.
Hey, he might be on the perks or whatever. Who knows? A nigga might be on all kind of drugs and his dick don't work.
If his dick don't work, he don't want to see me no more.
I mean, apparently he do.
He's saying he want to see you again, but what you want to do over?
No, maybe. Yeah, he want to do over because he like, yo, I got a BDR out here now. I got to goddamn represent. So he done went and got that blue chew. Yeah, he got his clap cleats. He ready to bust that motherfucker down next time now.
He after her now because it's something to prove. But once yes. he prove it, he ain't going to fuck with her no more.
Yeah, when next time he get her, he be like, yeah, see that first time you caught me on a bad night. I nailed
you to
the
wall. Yeah. And then you going to let her go on back to the streets. She going to be calling you. And you ain't gonna be calling her.
Hey, as long as I get that, as long as I clean my face, because some niggas gotta clean their face.
But you just 1-1, my nigga, so you still out here.
He 0-1 right now, so he wanna get it even, then he might get to go up. That third turn, he like, okay, now I'm up now. I can leave her alone. But I can't have you out here writing confessionals about me and my little dick and not being able to get up. And I need to get
hold a nigga accountable. If you know you got a little dick, that means you got to come hold with your A-game.
Hold that nigga accountable. Tell him his dick is trash so he can do something about it. That's what I want him to do. Yes, hold him accountable. But no, she want to sit there and play games and I don't know. Yes, tell that nigga.
I don't want to ruin a nigga.
You ain't going to ruin him. You're going to help him out.
I ain't going to ruin a nigga.
You're
going to
help him out.
Hey, it won't be me.
That's help. That's letting me know. Like, nigga, I've been right here slinging this Peter thinking I'm doing something. And you telling me.
You had that same size dick since
April. It ain't about the size of the dick.
So therefore, you already know your shit don't add up.
But look, hey, listen. I might can do what I need to do. If you just tell me, like, yo, nigga, that shit was trash. Oh, word. Oh, damn. Okay, well, let me.
I mean, some niggas.
Niggas know. Niggas know when they put out some trash dick now. Some niggas don't know, but most niggas know. Niggas know
when you look at your dick and you know you got the perfect pussy. That's what you know what you're working with.
Hey.
If you make me come some kind of way, I can work with you. But if your mouth trash, your dick trash, we just can't do nothing.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Get the blue chews. Get the clap cleats. Come back for the damn round 2, nigga, and bust her shit down, nigga. Like, but you got to let that nigga know his shit garbage. I mean, I ain't saying you got to fuck the nigga again, but let the nigga know. Like, yo, man, I'll be real with you, dog. Like,
I hope that wasn't your best performance.
Yeah, that's what you tell him. You be like, yo, I'm going to be real. Like, I don't like wasting my time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have been studying or some shit like this. Like, that shit was a waste of fucking time, my guy. Like, yo, you need to practice, nigga. Buy you one of these pocket pussies or something. You nigga, like, me and you just ain't compatible. Like, I need more. You know what I'm saying? I could deal with the little dick. You know what I'm saying? But I can't deal with a little limp dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least with the little dick.
But what did we do? If the dick is small or it can't stay in, then we didn't do anything.
Can't stay up. He ain't say he couldn't stay in. Like he was trying to hit her with the gummy worm, and that ain't gonna work, my guy. Like, you know, you got to do something. So let that nigga know his shit trash. You're helping out humanity, cause that way you're saving from the next woman getting some garbage dick. You know what I'm saying? The next woman, he might just be just around here just giving garbage dick out like Johnny Appleseed. We gotta stop that nigga. No, you know what I'm saying? No, you can't. You gotta stop that.
You telling me you don't know anybody? Ain't nobody moaning and groaning with no gummy worm.
Hey, again.
They not.
Again, he didn't, like I said, he's not been told that shit ain't working.
But see, that's the thing. A nigga shouldn't have to be told.
What so you mean? Women lie all the time. Sir, DJ Envy White lied to him for 10 years.
She did. She said that for the people. Ain't no way in the world this man thought he was doing something. If you up in abroad and you really doing something, it's a whole lot more signs than you moaning and groaning.
Women your good at faking. No, y'all have fucking babies that weigh 9 pounds. You think my dick gonna goddamn make you do something?
And
no.
It's only a few of them. It ain't a whole bunch of kids. That's why the average weight is like 7 pounds.
Well, still, 7 pounds. My dick don't weigh 7 pounds.
It don't. But so at the same time, what I'm saying
I ain't got no shoulders on my dick.
I had an 85 one, so I did the damn thing. First round out. But nonetheless, what I'm saying is, you dealing with a situation where if you know that your dick ain't even in performance status.
You don't know that. They don't tell me.
Nigga, you just, this person.
You ain't never told me I was little. Motherfucker.
The person said the dick can't keep the dick up. You know if the dick limp, the shit ain't doing nothing for me.
Let me let you know this nigga don't know. If the nigga knew that his dick was trash, he never would have called her again and was like, yo, what's up?
But you just said that's the reason why he wanted to call, because he wanted a do-over. He might just be doing it for the stats, but he know that this instant, it wasn't good. Yeah. And so that means if you're having too many of these times, you know that your dick is trash.
Yeah. So he got the blue shoes and clap cleats. He's ready trash. Now. He's ready. He went to clapcleats.com, put in code word Nappy Afro, and he got them clap cleats. He got the blue shoes.
He need a clap dick, because clearly the dick is the problem.
The dick, she said it was small and limp.
Dick is the problem.
Hey, I mean, if he...
not the traction, but the dick.
If he could get it hard, she might have blew her mind. You never know. Like,
he could have.
You know what I'm saying? They say all the feeling in the first 3-4 inches of the pussy anyway. So, you know, once you go past that, it's more painful than anything. So it's just
you
like...
you researching.
Hey, man. That's why y'all like when we just stick the head in and pull it in and out. Y'all be loving that. But when you hit that bottom, y'all be like, oh, women. I ain't talking about nobody in particular. I'm just talking about women.
Yeah. I just got to ask.
So y'all go to the HBCU Confessional Twitter and check them out if y'all like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, you got to keep it 100.
Yes, I do have a keep it 100 this week, because after looking at a lot of posts that I've seen, a lot of people for Mother's Day, they wanted to try to make it more complex than what it needed to be. If you're going to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, go ahead. For the people who are here, the people who, you know, stood in, all those great things. All of us who have stood in the gap, who have birthed mothers, who are, you know, surrogates, adopted parents, all of that. We all celebrate Mother's Day. Ain't no need for you to hashtag this, this, and the third. You want to be a 2022 mama. You, somebody else want to be a twins mama. Y'all tagging that. Somebody else want to, you know, talk about the fact that you got a deceased mama. Okay, I get it. But just celebrate mothers and the things that mothers do.
100. And what about the dog mom, ladies?
All that, dog moms, cat moms, whoever, caterpillar moms, whatever you want to be. But you don't have to specify all of that, because we are celebrating mothers in all shapes, sizes. Ain't no need to do all that, because then you want to say, where are all my twin moms at? Okay, you know it ain't a lot of y'all.
That's why we special.
You're not, because you a mama. You a mama.
But I'm a twin mama. You just a regular. You a single birth mama. I'm a double birth mama.
Exactly. And it don't mean nothing, because your kids could be a double mess up.
I put two babies out, nigga. You only put one, nigga.
And they might have had to cut your stomach open for us.
Oh, well, they had to cut a whole lot of y'all's stomach open.
And I ain't had to get nothing. Yeah. So I'm not like you.
C-section is the way to go, because doctors get paid more for C-section. They don't like natural births.
And I had both of mine natural. So
yeah, and they upset, because they was like, that wasn't, they ain't giving that check they wanted to get.
And I ain't having no more, so it ain't no more do-overs for that. But nonetheless, like I said, we celebrating mothers. Let's just celebrate mothers. We don't have to make these things complicated. Just do what you do. Mm. Happy Mother's Day to all of the people. I know y'all heard it last week, but we still doing the damn thing. It's May, Mother's Day all day long. Representing
all day long.
All of the days long.
Day long.
So keep loving on your mamas.
Yeah. And let them come to their house if they want to come stay.
Or not.
Damn what your spouse say.
No, because you ain't going to have no spouse fucking around with your mama. You better tell your mama to know how to act. She better put on a smile when she comes to the house.
My keep 100 goes something like this, man. Everybody can't pod.
100.
Okay, listen. I understand everybody think they funny. Everybody think they witty. Everybody don't deserve a podcast. Some of y'all niggas out here are not fucking moving the needle. Y'all not pushing the culture forward. Y'all just out here wasting time. I sat there listening to somebody's podcast, and it was these two guys and a girl on there, and she was just yelling and shit. And I was like, who the fuck want to listen to that? But somebody probably told you, oh, you need to start a podcast. No, the fuck you don't. You can't even talk normal. Then you got people that just do their shows on Instagram Live, and that's not a fucking podcast. That's not a podcast. So listen. It's alive. That's what it is. It's not a podcast. So listen, all y'all motherfuckers that think y'all should have a podcast, you don't. You don't. Don't listen to your friends. You might be funny with your friends, but a nigga across the world don't think you funny. Or you might be witty with your crew, but a nigga across the states don't think you witty. So people, as the Godfather Kevin Samuels said, tailor your expectations. Some of y'all don't need the podcast. Stop it. Y'all,
you fucking, stop
y'all watering the motherfucking game down. I'm getting sick of this shit. Fake ass niggas out here want to pod all this stuff. Get they self all kind of names and shit like that. And you this, you that. You ain't shit. Your show is on Instagram. Instagram disappeared. You're done. Fuck out of here. And that's my keep it 100 this week. It's winner or loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
Okay, and you know what I do around here. So this week is my winner is Joel Duran.
Winner.
A 25-year-old man in Tampa, Florida that won $1 million off of my scratch-off. So it's still some winners out there. I'm going to keep scratching people. My day is coming. My day is coming.
My winner is the class of 2022 at Wiley University.
Winner.
Not only did they graduate with degrees, they also graduated free of debt. Some anonymous donor paid off $300,000 in school debt for about 100 students. Just let me know. This school cheap as fuck. So, people, you might want to send your kids to Wiley University, where the fuck it is, because if 100 people could graduate with only $300,000 in debt, you do the math. You do the math. So
that was probably from that last semester. That couldn't have been for the whole time
they
was there.
Hey, there's clear books. Their books is clear. So whatever they owed, it was taken care of by an anonymous donor. And for all y'all people with money, y'all want to do something, start doing that shit. Pay off these goddamn college people debts and shit. Just do that.
Yeah, so they can
be like 12 Colony Collective, man. They pick a student every year and pay off their debt, man. So shout out to them. They're doing the Lord's work. They, like I said, they're the, what they call it, United Negro College Fund?
Okay.
UNICEF? Uh-huh. Is that UNICEF? No, it can't
United Negro College Fund.
Oh, yeah. So that's them. So shout out to 12 County Collectors. About that time of year, it's rolling around again.
Okay.
They're picking some student.
Off the school.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm working. 12 Kyle said if he go to South Carolina State, he'll pay for it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm trying to get the boy
you
to go
let
there.
The boy apply.
Yeah.
If that's
12 Kyle said if he go to South Carolina State, I'll pay for it. And I was like, damn. So I don't think South Carolina State made his top three. I'm sorry, 12 Kyle. Maybe next time, man. I do got a daughter in the wings now. She might go to South Carolina State if you're willing to pay for it. You know, room and board, all that good stuff. A nice 7-3 meal plan. Great, great, great. Books. Come on, 12 Kyle. Eclectic. Hey, yo, let me tell you about Eclectic, man. I know I ain't talked about these guys. I ain't pocket watching or nothing. But Eclectic had a Tesla jogging suit, my nigga.
He still got time.
Who?
The application is still open.
Uh-oh, still got time. Hey, hey, South Carolina
State.
We might
get that one in this week.
We might get in this week, 12 Kyle. Hey, I might be hitting you up for your social security number so I can get this paper information, at least what's that number, the three on the back, your CCV number, so you can swipe that card, 12 Kyle. We appreciate it. I sent him there. He could be, what's South Carolina State data?
They some Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs, yes, that's exactly what they are, man. 12 Kyle going to keep, how do you get that wrong, Germ? How is the Bulldogs? So, yeah, man. So, shout out to them. Them are my winners this week. You got any losers, Queen Jern?
Oh, yeah. My loser this week is a fellow named Michael Johnson. It hurts me to give him up like that. But
you said Marcus Johnson?
Michael Johnson.
We're going to call him Marcus Johnson. Keep going.
We're going to call him Michael Johnson.
We're going to call him Marcus Johnson. He's a loser.
Loser.
Okay. So, I'm not going with that. But Michael Johnson Jr., this nigga lost his job at FAMU. And he was an associate athletic director. Now you want to go and expose Ramon Alexander as he's a representative in the state. And you saying that the man sexually harassed you. The two have nothing to do with
it. Man on man?
Man on man.
He was a grown man saying another man sexually.
That's the thing I got a problem with. That's why you a loser to me. Because you can't tell me that a nigga sent you dick pics and a nigga sent you some shit. And you telling me he's sexually harassing you. Why the fuck you ain't block him? Why the fuck you ain't punch him? Why the fuck you didn't deal with this shit?
It's a lead up to a nigga sending you dick pics.
Thank
now.
You. And that's what I say every single time. Nobody just say, hey, how you doing? What's your number? And here's my dick. That's not how they go.
I got a lot of friends. We text each other back and forth. Not never have neither one of them send me a dick pic. Like, I don't know.
No, nobody
where did
that
lead to? I don't understand.
So you had to start out with that. Nobody started out with that. So the thing was, you call yourself getting mad because you want to try to say that the man got you fired because you did not I guess
he wanted that job. Didn't the main outlet director leave? He went to like somewhere in Oklahoma.
Tulane. He got a job in Tulane after he left. But see, this is the thing, because the rumor has it that that situation is tied into this one. So from what the people say, because he was openly gay, the one who left. So they think that this one must have been his boyfriend or whatever.
The associate.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So now that that's coming out, now you mad because you no longer have a job. The things that you were accusing them of, this man, Ramon Alexander, didn't have nothing to do with it. But now Michael Johnson trying to keep a job or get a job.
So the Alexander sent him the dick pics?
Yes. And then talking about dick pics, videos, messy. And messages.
He sent
talking
him a about, nut video.
And that, I mean, and my thing is, when the only people who really lose in this situation, because I believe all the wives know when your husband is bisexual or gay or whatever. I don't believe you laying next to a nigga and you don't know this. It's something about a nigga's sex when he is into guys that you're going to know as a woman.
Oh.
It's some shit he gonna want to do with your ass that shit is not just
like smelling your butthole. He like,
I don't know. I ain't never dealt with one. But what I'm telling you is, I'm pretty sure if we land together, some of your actions gonna tell on you at some point.
It ain't too clean. He like to wash. I mean, what? Give me something.
I mean, to me, you can know just how a man like. His vibe. If a nigga too clean, I'm not fucking with you no way. Like,
what if a nigga just like taking showers all the time?
Nah, there's something ain't right with that shit. That
I know a nigga take 4 showers a day. What's wrong with that?
He might be gay.
No, he's not. He just like.
You don't know that.
He don't like being that damn
you
dirty.
You don't know that.
4 showers a day.
Like
nigga
I said.
Nigga might work out all the time or some
what
shit.
What does he work at?
He got a job.
Like I said, again, not enough. If you ain't out here in the damn field somewhere, you ain't a mechanic, you ain't doing some shit
that
requires
all
that.
What if he shit a lot? He like, yo, I like taking a shower after I shit.
What job do you really have that you got time to shit 4 times a day?
I mean, you might eat a lot. You eat 3 times a day, you supposed to shit 3 times a day.
If you at the job outside your house, you don't have access to a shower. So you got to contain some of that. But like I said, it doesn't matter. As I stated, if you too pretty, you're too clean, you're too fancy, you stay in the mirror too long, you enjoy anal sex too much, all of those things, you might be gay. But hey, do what you do. All I say is, as a woman, I feel like it's certain things a nigga gonna do, certain moves a nigga gonna make that make you feel as if he ain't all the way into you. That's the same way, like, when people say, oh my God, I didn't know my person was cheating on me. That mean you ain't paying the fuck attention. Because, clearly,
I'm blinded by love.
You ain't blinded by love. You don't love nobody. You already said that. So it's you pay attention. You pay attention to what the person doing.
Man,
so
how you say I don't love nobody?
You said that.
I said I'm not that in love that I do some wild shit is what I said.
Okay.
It's a difference.
Okay. So all I'm saying is there are certain things that you know in the bedroom. If your man likes certain things, your man like his ass played with, some of that shit might not be 100%.
I mean, niggas out there like they booty rub.
I mean, I can't tell you what you like.
I'm just
I can't
saying.
Tell nobody what they like. But if you are obsessed with certain things that are playing in the anal area, it may be something.
But how is that gay if a woman doing it to me?
Hey, I don't make the rules.
I'm just saying.
All I'm telling you is, if you enjoy it too much, it's something that ain't quite right.
Hey, I mean, it's something new to me. I'm like, yo, when she do that right there, that drive me crazy. Like, yo, babe, do that. Run that back. Run that back. You remember what you did the other night? Run that shit back. Like, yo, I like that shit. I ain't know I like that shit. Yo, run that back.
So it's only okay because the lady doing it.
It can't be gay if a man and a woman is doing it. It can't be gay. No.
Okay.
Like, I mean, when you start asking her, like, yo, put this strap on and fuck me in the ass. Now, that's a little wild. Because if the strap on is shaped like a penis, yeah, nigga, you gay. But if it's shaped like a little. It do. If it's shaped like a penis, then you're gay. But if it's shaped
it's not.
You're not gay.
There's no limitations on
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, like, you can't have the a dong on there. It's got to be, like, just a, you know, a phalange or whatever. Like, it can't be, you know what I'm saying?
You're too versed in this.
I used to work at a sex shop.
I do recall.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, I think that's a little troubling. Like, I would be like, yo, you mean fucking your ass? Like,
Any nigga asking somebody
pegging
to fuck
and
them
shit,
in the
like,
ass
yo,
is a bit much.
Come on, I'm just saying, some niggas like that shit. Like, how can it be gay if a woman is doing it to me?
You getting away with getting it done.
But still, it's a woman doing it to me. How is that gay?
Sir, it is.
I'm just
telling you, it is. Because if you're requesting it, I mean, it's...
I didn't know until you did it. I was like, yo, like, whoa, let's try that again. Like, isn't that every time you fuck me in the ass, but you know, special occasions.
If that's what we doing.
Anniversary, birthday, you know,
but
like,
saying,
yo,
if you
it's
like
my birthday, baby.
Be regular.
Are we moving it up? Like, hey, we moving it up. I got
going
that.
Up a gauge.
Yeah, we're going up a gauge. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. I'm just not, I'm not a fan. I can tell you that I'm not a fan.
My losers, man. All the people celebrating death.
Loser.
No matter who it is, you're a fucking loser celebrating somebody dying. Unless that person did something to you, don't celebrate nobody death, man. Don't that's not, you don't even know this man or this person, this woman or whatever, this president or whatever. Whoever died, people celebrate. Because I want to know, if 45 died, they gonna celebrate his death?
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying, certain people
have celebrated everybody's death.
And that's not right. Saddam Hussein, people dancing in the streets when they died.
And they did.
But that man got a family.
It don't matter.
Everybody got families.
Your family didn't pull your coattail and tell you to stop.
They couldn't. I killed them motherfuckers. Because nobody going to tell me what the fuck. I'm a dictator. Nobody can tell me shit.
Okay then.
You know what I'm saying?
So when the people dancing on your grave and doing whatever.
That ain't right.
Don't be mad.
Y'all people do better, man. Mm. We all humans. Y'all got to do better,
they
man.
They not. You're not a human.
Do not celebrate death.
You just said a man could do what he want to do. So he was above being a human.
I didn't say he could do what he wanted to do.
You said he did. Saddam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, but he was in that country. Yeah. Like, I mean,
the nigga got
100% of the vote, like, for years.
That's impossible.
100% of the vote.
I mean, unless you just intimidated the people like that.
I mean, hey.
Like you was killing people if your vote didn't
hey.
Didn't come.
Who you vote for? It don't say Saddam. Pow! Like,
that doesn't count. Eligible voter. But I'm just saying, like, even with that situation, and I ain't gonna go back too far with it, but yeah. I just need you to understand, you can't identify with something that's wrong. And if you say that you want to stand on what is right, that's the advice you gave me one day. Mm-hmm. If we standing on what is right, you can't sit there and say, no, we're not going to say, yay, somebody's dead. But we're not going to applaud people for doing things that were not beneficial to the community they were addressing.
But I think they were.
And they weren't.
I think they were.
You want to say that. Because like I said, secretly.
He helped a lot of women.
He did not.
He helped a lot of men. He helped a lot of women see, like, you know what? They looked in the mirror and said, you know what? I can't find the man of my dreams if I ain't the woman of my dreams. Or I can't find the woman of my dreams if I ain't the man of my dreams. You know, he helped a lot of people see that. You know what I'm saying? That's what was lost all the bullshit. Everybody wants to talk about him telling the girl she's shaped like a running back and she can hit the A-gap like a motherfucker. She can line up in the power eye. You know, that's what made, you know, go crazy. But they never saw the girl that said, hey, why are you up here asking me for? He's like, don't you need to talk to your father? Like, go talk to your father. Like, he's a man that you need to talk to. Why are you talking to me? You know what I'm saying? I'm a nobody. Like, they didn't show the videos where he was light-handed with people.
People have issues. A lot of people we are all the product of our environment.
Exactly.
So if you had a dysfunction, some level of dysfunction in your home that plays out in your life, you may need to seek those individuals to correct those things. But some of those people are dead. You can't go and wake the dead people up and get answers that you didn't never get. You can't talk to the people who you don't feel like you can communicate with in that fashion. But at the same time, if you're in a position where you can help somebody, I would never try to destroy somebody thinking that that's help bringing a new foundation for them to build themselves up. But I just feel like when we keep saying about we pointing a finger when as men in a society that has targeted our group of people, we as a whole should be more loving, should be more concerned, should be more honest to make sure that we do the things that are necessary. Because if y'all say that the women are so fickle and they not being responsible, these are the same women you lay down with and you have your kids with. So the men are, we a reflection of each other. Because if you say this broad don't even know who she is, she wearing all color hair, she don't never wear her real hair, she got lashes, she got nails, she got whatever, everything about fake. But y'all gravitate to it because
she got a fat ass.
Exactly. And that might not even be real either.
We look past all that.
If you got
a fat ass, nigga, we look past you.
See, if that's what it is,
I'm just saying.
Then you can't be mad that the girl
you got some
end
big
up
titties.
With two,
like, ooh,
three,
she got some big titties.
She
work at McDonald's, but she got some big titties.
And you will have a baby with her.
Yeah. Niggas,
and then you mad when she put you on child support, but you knew she worked at McDonald's. She ain't got no motherfucking money.
Exactly.
So,
but she,
that's
but she,
the shit you
she
do.
Came after me because she knew I had a state job. She said, ooh, that nigga got a state job, girl. Let me.
Yeah,
you know,
my turn needs some benefits.
Why don't you go to the nigga that's dropping the fries? Leave me alone. I'm coming through the drive-thru. Don't holler at me, lady.
And you holler back.
I holler back because I was just like, yo, you know, easy pickings. You know, sometimes niggas want that apple that's, you know, I don't want to climb the tree to get that nice golden apple. But this one's hanging, that low-hanging fruit is what they call
it. That's what you like.
You know what I'm saying? And so some niggas like the low-hanging fruit. They're like, oh, it's easy. I mean, yeah, the apple might got a worm in it. I eat around the worm. You know what I'm saying? saying? The whole, you know, whatever, the little rotten apple. But it's a golden delicious one up there, but it takes too much work to get there. I could just grab this. Matter of fact, this apple already on the damn ground.
So who the problem now?
I mean, it's people. You know what I'm saying? You ain't want to put the work in. You know what I'm saying? You take the low-hanging fruit. You deal with low-hanging fruit. But there should be no low-hanging fruit.
There you have it.
That's the thing.
So, but that's life.
Yeah.
The poor will always be amongst us.
Yes. Well, that's all that's on the docket. I got to ask you, Queen Germ, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Front Porch, and the Lunch Crew, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stack, Static, MJ Money 9S, Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, 12 Cow Podcast. We got Eclectic and Eclectic Discussion Podcast. We got Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour. We got Pork L, Miss Minnie Meeks, the Cool Out Corner. Hey, we just did a show with them this past weekend. Go check it out. It's called Trading Places. But that's the Black Pod Squad. Oh, excuse me. I almost forgot. Dr. Brace of everybody. Dr. Brace of Network. We got Dr. Cam's Barbecue. We got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. We got, and long live K-Law the Truck Driver. That is the Black Pod Squad, baby. Like I told y'all, if you got a good podcast, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We'll do evaluation, see if you're worthy to be on the team. If you got less than 25 episodes, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. I'm gonna be honest with you. Don't waste your time. Who else we got to shout out? All the other podcasts, fuck with us. You got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. We Need to Talk. Who else? Mama Life Plus Three. Lingo. Rodis. Anybody else to fuck with us podcast-wise, shout out to y'all. Everybody over that site, Doc Clown All The Game, shout out. No Ma'am Gang, got Dom and everybody, shout out. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, short way, no way at all, shout out to y'all, including Papa Dash and Daughter Dash. And we out this bitch, man. That's all my shout outs. Queen Jern, shout outs out the way. It's time to rate your show. What you give it?
With everything going on, you know, thinking about the king of podcasting, the king of my heart, birthday is tomorrow. I think I'm going to have to give it a 5.11.
Oh, wow. As far as me, man, since this is the episode 504, that's what I'm going to rate the show, 504. Shout out to everybody in New Orleans, everybody in that section of Louisiana. All I'm going to say is, wah! Shout out to everybody out there. Well, we did the outline, we did the shout outs, we did our ratings. It's now time to tell y'all, don't forget to like, download, subscribe to the Frocast. Don't forget our voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon, you can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Simple. That's all we ask y'all to do every week. And y'all keep making us happy. So we want to thank y'all, man. So, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And it's the Frocast. We out this bitch, man. Peace.
Happy birthday, boo.
Thanks.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com